This is Totally Cool Tech, the show that brings you the hottest in cool technology. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech. Welcome, everybody. This is the Totally Cool Tech Podcast Edition, number 521, Outbound for Tuesday, May 10th, 2011. I'm Norbert Davis, your host. Yes, we're calling this the Outbound Edition because I am outbound again, or bound for L.A., which is going to be about an hour and a half flight from Sacramento. And I'll take off on Wednesday, early morning, 6:15, on that jet plane and headed out to Orange County again to help out my brethren at the parent company and see if we can't get them another job. So still waiting to hear about the first one that I helped out on for about 9 weeks. And we're going to have our interview for that. And hopefully we'll get them a job. Good looking job, lots of money, lots of work. So get some people working again, pump some money back into the economy. That's what it's all about. People working, you know, whatever it takes. So anyway, with that, I just want to say, hope everybody's doing well. Hope you had a great Mother's Day, this past weekend. And, as a matter of fact, today, May 10th, by the time you hear this, by the time this is out, it will be my son's 7th birthday. And happy birthday, Wesley, if you decide to listen to this. 7 years ago today, he was thrust forth into this world. And I am forever grateful for that. And my beautiful wife, who gave me a wonderful son. All right. It is going to be another fun-filled day here on the podcast. We have our sponsor. We are once again sponsored greatly. I appreciate this by Citrix and GoToMeeting. And it just makes meetings easy. It's the best way to collaborate online. Anyone, anywhere can do it. And we're going to have a try it free promo for you for this. So stay tuned. Got a couple of really cool things here that I want to go over tonight. Speaking of jet planes, you're going to love this one, the Boeing 747-8. They're going to perform an ultimate rejected takeoff. What is that? Well, basically, get it going as fast as you can and then slam on the brakes without taking off. So I'm going to go over that. But hey, we are Totally Cool Tech, and we are a proud member of the techpodcasts.com network. If it's tech, it's here. And we're also part of the blueberry.com podcast community. That's blueberry spelled with, well, no E's. We're E-free. So that's pretty cool. So now I want you to go check, I say that too fast every time, both of these sites for other great podcasts. Because we have some really great podcast shows out there, videocasts, anything you want, you can find over at Blueberry, because Blueberry's got everything. If you want just tech, if you're looking for just tech, go check out Tech Podcasts, because number one, over at techpodcast.com, we are family friendly and work safe. You will find everything is, you know, family rated, work rated, no bad words, nothing like that. Over at Blueberry, there's just everything you can ever want, you know, everything from how to knit, to gaming, to how to make, do it yourself, things like that. Tons of great stuff. So you want to go check those out. All right. Why don't we speak about our sponsor? I have a little message for you here. All right. Now with GoToMeeting, it's so great with online meetings. You can make them, they're a great tool. You can make them work for you for business. You can work smarter. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting from Citrix. It's the easiest, most reliable online meeting service available. I use it at work all the time. We do all sorts of collaboration for coordination for mechanical systems and electrical systems and plumbing systems and structural systems and architectural systems. I get all the different subcontractors online, either online or in my room. And we use this, and it works out great because not all the detailers can get in the same room at the same time, but they can all get online. So, you know, you can join meetings in seconds without technical headaches. It's easy to set up, schedule your meetings with just a click, email it out. You can hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate, which is really, really good. Plus, voice over IP and toll-free audio conferencing are included. So your meeting personnel, your collaborators, they don't have to purchase this. You buy the product, run it. They can join in and get online with you free. That's the great thing about it. Not everybody has to have the same software. No, they just go ahead and click on the email response, and they can go ahead and join online. That's what's really good. Now, with the GoToMeeting, you can do everything from sales calls to project meetings, right from your desk. And I do that. It's great. GoToMeeting makes your meetings more cost-effective and time-efficient, which is better for you, better for them, better for business. All right. Now, my listeners, that's you, can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a whole month of unlimited online meetings you can do for free. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST. All right. That is so great. I love Citrix. They're a great product, great company to do business with. So if you have an opportunity, please go try this out. You're going to love it. All right. Let's go ahead and get into what I was talking about in that feature story of the Boeing 747-8-8. It performs an ultimate rejected takeoff. Now, you're going to want to go check this out. I'll have the link for you. It'll probably take me a little while. I put some really rough show notes together. Unfortunately, I've got so much going on, I haven't had a lot of time to put these things together. Got all my tabs lined up, so excuse me. It shouldn't take me long to go ahead and get this, but it may not be out by the time you listen to this. So come back to the website, www.techpodcasts.com. No, not techpodcasts.com. That's where you find this at. You're going to find us at totallycooltech.com. See, it's a little late. I'm a little punchy. So hopefully this won't be, too rough a trip for you down technical lane here. All right. So check it out. This Boeing 747-8, it performed this weird test. It's really cool, actually. They go ahead and they load this thing full up. And it's got, close to 1 million pounds of weight. Now, that's the full aircraft itself. They load it up with all sorts of cargo, test cargo and things like that. They load it up full of fuel, like this thing was going to actually do, a normal business run. It's going to go take off and fly from here to wherever, halfway around the world. The Boeing 747-8 Intercontinental and 747-8 Freighter are the new high-capacity 747s that offer the lowest operating costs and best economics of any large passenger or freighter aircraft. So both are on track to make their first deliveries later this year after certification. So one of the things they have to do is a rejected takeoff, and it's the ultimate rejected takeoff. It's where crews loaded the airplane up to its maximum takeoff weight of 975,000 pounds. It's almost 1 million pounds, and installed a set of 100% worn out brakes. That's right. Not new, fresh, right from the factory brakes. No, these things were ground down to the studs. Basically, you're looking at metal. There's like nothing left, right? And what they do is they take this sucker and they get this plane up to about 320 kilometers. It's a little over 200 miles per hour. And then they slam on the brakes. No, they don't use thrust reversers. They use the flaps and the air brakes and all that. It's the stuff you would normally do. But they don't put the thrust reversers on. They just use the brakes. And the nice thing is this thing actually slowed down better than they thought it would. That is so cool. Now, you got almost 1 million pounds. This plane's doing 200 miles an hour. And you slam on the brakes. It's going to get hot. It's going to get really hot. 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit or 1,400 degrees Celsius. As expected, the brakes, glow to bright orange. And just tons of smoke are come pouring out. You got to see the video for this. It's really killer. And I saw flames, so I know some of the tires were really heated up. Now, another really cool thing about this is to prevent blowouts of the tires, this, the system on this plane will actually deflate the tires itself. It'll release all the air so the tires don't blow up. And that's hopefully after it gets, you know, to a stop position, which it did on this test, which is great. And they passed with flying colors. This is just too cool. So if you're going to be flying on a 747-8, let me tell you, this is the top of the line aircraft. I mean, yeah, Boeing hasn't, you know, kicked out a totally new design in a long time. And the 747s have been a workhorse since, I want to say the late 60s or early 70s, but that thing is top-notch aircraft. Let me tell you, awesome, awesome technology on there. All right, what else? Yeah, I got two different links on that, but you get it. It's really cool. You got to see it. It's awesome. All right, being that we are totally cool tech and we love Legos, I happened to pass by this. Couldn't pass it up. 7 Gadgets. It's Lego's Queen Anne's Revenge, and it's pretty cool. It's going to be the Jack Sparrow version of Lego. This is really cool. If you haven't noticed, there's a new Lego's video game, and it's going to be, you know, Jack Sparrow and Pirates of the Caribbean. So looks like they have the Queen Anne's Revenge. It's a new, ship that they have. I guess it is. It's going to go for about $120. You know, Captain Jack Sparrow, he's back with his motley crew of pirates, and they're taking over the Queen Anne's Revenge. That's going to be cool. Oh, speaking of, found another Lego thing just tonight over at Tech E-Blog. Or I don't know, is it Tech Blog or Tech E-Blog? I don't know. Tech E-Blog. This one gamer decided to make himself a Halo suit, a Master Chief suit, out of Legos and some sort of neoprene or something like that. It's a life-size Lego Master Chief costume. It's okay. It's not bad. Could be better, I guess. But if you're making it out of Legos, that thing is awesome. You know, that took a lot of work. A lot of engineering. I mean, he must have spent hundreds of hours putting this thing together. And I don't think it says here. 6 months. Yes, 6 months. To put this thing together, you got to see it. And there's also a link to a guy who decided to make a motorcycle helmet into a Master Chief helmet. So it's actually, you know, DOT certified. Well, he took a DOT certified helmet and, he built around it, but, pretty cool. That looks pretty slick. So, we like Halo, we like Legos, and that's just the perfect balance right there. Okay. Now, y'all heard about a week ago, the United States went ahead with a Navy SEAL team and took out Osama bin Laden. And politics aside, you know, whatever. They got him by getting into their compound quietly, silently. But they did it with helicopters. And they didn't use your run-of-the-mill Black Hawk, you know. They used a modified Black Hawk. It was a stealth Black Hawk. Things were really, really different on that. And there's some video of some of the parts that got left behind. I guess they had to leave one behind. I don't know if it was shot up and it wouldn't operate anymore or whatever. It was failing. But they had to ditch it and leave it behind. But they decided to destroy it as best they could. Looks like they didn't quite get the tail section completed on that. And they had to leave that piece behind. And I guess the Pakistanis and I guess they're good friends with the Chinese. So all that's going to be going towards the Chinese so they can now tear apart some of the technology that's left over and maybe start making their own stealth helicopters. Hopefully they don't get too much out of it. But that thing does look pretty cool. All I have is links to some graphics and things like that of what it possibly really did look like. And it is based on the Black Hawk helicopter. So check that out. It is really cool. And there's a link to some YouTube video as well. So I thought that was pretty slick. Oh, what else have we got? Oh yeah, I found this. If you have a Bluetooth device, such as an iPad or a Zoom, anything like that, an IPTV system, that would handle a Bluetooth keyboard. This company called iTablet has this thumb keyboard, and it's going for 79, so about 80 pounds, UK. And I'm not sure what that's going to be, about $100 US, something like that. Yeah, this thing's really cool. It's going to go ahead and, it'd be useful, as a keyboard. It's a thumb keyboard. So it's got really nice styling too. It's kind of small. It's about 7 by 5, I think it is, but the thumb pad, the touch pad is on the bottom, so you can use, you don't even have to flip it over to use it. Your fingers are going to be on the bottom anyway, because you're just going to type with your thumbs, and you can go ahead and use the pad underneath, on the back side. That's actually pretty slick. You can set it down like a regular keyboard. It has the little legs that kick out and so forth. So that's pretty cool. And it is available. Now these things are actually supposed to be used with, the company's Windows iTablet and Android tablet. Basically, it's a 10-inch tablet, that's either running Windows, or Android system. So that's pretty cool. Check it out. You can use it with other different devices that use, Bluetooth. They're talking about the iPad and the iPhone and all that. So, I've got an Android tablet that, it's Bluetooth, and I'm sure I can hook it up to that and go ahead and use that. But, yeah, that's cool for, about $100, 80 pounds. So we'll have a link to that if you are interested. And let's see, what else do I got here? I'm kind of running through this real quick. It's late, like I said, and I need to go ahead and be with family. Like I said, I'm going away. So wanted to get this episode out, and I apologize if it's not that great. And you know what? I wonder if it's not recording on the camera again. Last time, it looked like I recorded, and it recorded off my iLife, my Microsoft Cinema camera. And I'm hoping it's not doing that again. Kind of looks like it might be. I'll be depressed if it is. Hopefully it's coming off my mic. I think it is coming off my studio mic here. Okay, anyway, what else did I get? That was for me. Oops. Sorry. Tabbed it. You weren't supposed to see. You can't see it. That's all right. It looks like where was this done at? Droid. I don't know if you heard that, but my Droid just went off. There was a university that went ahead, University of Texas, Austin, built a neural network computer, and they called it Discern. And it was able to learn natural language. So, the humans taught it a series of simple stories, teaching it to store information as relationships between words and sentences, and, much the same way a human learns. And what they did is they induced schizophrenia into this neural network computer, causing it to make ridiculous claims. Now, that kind of harkens back to the Stanley Kubrick 2001 movie, where Hal Hal just starts going crazy. And there was something in there that they said that, when they started speeding up the rate of learning, it was the machine or the computer was assimilating words at such a fast rate that it was not ignoring as much noise in the data as normally would be done. So some mental health experts believe that schizophrenics cannot forget to ignore as much stimuli as they should, which makes it difficult to synthesize and process the correct information. I guess they call it hyperlearning, and this phenomenon causes schizophrenics to lose connections among individual stories. So they're losing the distinction between reality and illusion. And dopamine apparently is the key factor in all this processing, and the understanding of differentiating experiences. So telling the computer to forget less was akin to flooding a system with dopamine, confounding its ability to discern relationships between words and sentences and events. So according to this news article that I found over at PopSci, and one from UT. So I don't know what UT is. What did I do? Did I lose that? University of Texas. Yeah. Discern began putting itself at the center of fantastical, delusional stories that incorporated elements from other stories it had been told to recall, according to this release. So in one case, they said it claimed responsibility for a terrorist bombing. So that is really interesting that maybe, you know, by tweaking the way computers learn, they can learn how humans learn and how certain brain dysfunctions occur and how maybe they can help that. So that's actually pretty cool. So maybe Hal wasn't so bad after all. I don't know. All right. My friends over at budgetgadgets.com, I got some stuff from them a ways back, and they gave me some great review stuff to look at. And one of them I still have, which is really good. It's a multiple USB dock and a card reader, you know, great piece of equipment, excellent prices. So, I mean, I don't get paid by these people. This is just, you know, my opinion. Did I get something from? Yeah, I did. So I'll just put that out there. I did get this, for review, and it is pretty good piece of equipment, but they've got something. If you have any games on your iPad that use an on-screen joystick, they have a device that's a physical joystick that will suction cup to the screen, and you can go ahead and move it around. It's actually pretty cool. It's $10 for one of these things. And, that's actually pretty cool. Self-centers, things like that. That is really cool. So if you're a gamer on an iPad, or have a touchscreen device that has an on-screen joystick, you may want to check this out. I'll have a link to it if you're interested. So I just thought it was cool. Thought maybe, you know, if anybody needs one of these, looking for one of these. I didn't even know they had these. You know, who'd have thought? Who'd have thunk it? A joystick for an iPad. Works for iPad 1 and 2. Okay, what do I have? Oh, yeah. And the last thing I have for you, which this is pretty cool. I was surprised to see this, and once I found it, it was like, yeah, duh. This makes complete sense. If any of you out there own a home and you have a garage door, one of those roll-up style garage doors, that was my ring hitting the table, if you heard that, sorry. If you have a roll-up garage door, you know, sometimes those things, you know, the chain will jump to track, or, you know, the thing won't work right and it just gets in the way, or the mechanism itself that lifts the door. Well, actually the coil spring lifts the door, but the thing that operates pulling the door up, you know, your garage door opener is right in the middle of the garage door, right in the middle of the garage, hanging there from the ceiling, and it gets in the way. You know, maybe your ceiling in your garage is low and you got a tall vehicle and you know, you're almost scraping every time, or you can't put things up in the rafters like you used to be able to do at your old house or before you got one of these things. Doesn't that just bug you? I mean, it's right in the middle. Does it have to be there? No, it doesn't. The people over at Chamberlain have this elite series of LiftMaster. And it's a specially designed garage door opener that is designed for garages that don't allow for that traditional garage door opener. It's mounted right in the center. This thing, it's ultra quiet, space saving. It's wall mounted. It's a jack shaft opener. What is that? You're asking, what's a jack shaft opener? It rolls up the coil spring shaft. There's a shaft where the coil spring is that basically is the counterweight that will lift up your garage door. So all the regular style, traditional garage door opener does is pull to start pulling that up. And the coil spring is kind of the counterbalance, and it actually does the lifting. You're just giving it a little extra lift with the garage door opener. So all this thing does is it starts spinning that shaft on the garage door. So it's on the side. It's way off to the side, leaving your center, you know, area where the door is going to actually roll up and sit. But where you got that garage door opener would traditionally go, it's free. You can, you know, you roll down your door, you can put things up in the rafters, or, you know, you can not worry about your car hitting this thing, or I don't know, you just have to worry about it. It's really cool, has a lot of great safety features. Everything you can do with the regular garage door opener, you can do with this thing. You know, if it power goes out, this thing's got a battery in it that keeps it going during power outages. It has the safety where, you know, if something crosses the beam, it won't go down. If it hits something, it comes right back up. And also has, what was it? Oh yeah. Say for some reason it dies. It just doesn't want to open. There's a release. You pull the handle, the release, you know, pops, and you can go ahead and roll the door up and get in and out. So you're not trapped inside there because this thing is locked up or whatever. It's great. You know, it has all the different, you know, accessories you can get with it, you know, the different remotes and things like that. So wireless remotes, a thumbprint remote. How cool is that? Just tons of different things for this thing. It's awesome. You know, and I don't know what the price was on this. I'm sure it's about, $200, you know, it's like $250, $280, $300, something like that. Oh, I've lost it. But I will have it on the, I will have it on the show notes for you. Jay Leno actually endorses this one, and he loves it. And it does have the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. That is sweet. You know, you can't get anything really better than that, except for Good Consumers Reports numbers. So yeah, this thing is really cool. And it let's see, you just have to be within 6 feet of a power outlet. As a remote light that delivers under over 200 watts, depending on what kind of bulbs you actually put into it. And yeah, can't go wrong. Like I say, it's about $250, at $350 max, I think it was. And that's just for the jack shaft opener and the little stuff. So if you got to buy your own garage door, you got to have that already. If you want to, you know, upgrade, you can do that. So I'll have the link for you on that. Let's see. Can I put that in my cart? If I can put that in my cart. No, I can't. Oh, like I said, I try to find you the price for it, but I can't do that. So anyway, thought that was really cool. So, all right. That is going to be it. If you have any questions or comments or just want to email me, go ahead, tctpodcast@gmail.com. I will be on the road next couple of weeks, back and forth. I'll be down there for like a week and a half, and then I'm back here for part of a week, and then I'm back down there for another 2 weeks or so. And anyway, I will get your emails because, you know, emails are only in the cloud, and I can always look in the cloud anytime I want. And my droid will tell me if you email me. It will. I trust it. And if you have anything you want to tell us, you know, you want to, got something that was really cool that you want to share with us, go ahead and email me. Send me an audio comment. You know, if it's clean and cool, I'll put it on the air. And I don't know. What else? If you find something, send me something. One of your coolest tech things that you find this week. If you see something when you run across, you know, through Twitter or your RSS feed, and you thought, hey, you know what, this is pretty cool. I'm going to send this to Norbert. Go ahead, send it to totallycooltech@gmail.com. We'd love to see that. And, yeah, I guess that's really going to be it. All right, everybody. You know, you can find us out on Twitter. Look for TCT Podcast or on Facebook, TCT Podcast, there's the fan page, and then I don't even know if we have a fan page anymore, but I know there's the page out there. And you can always call me, 540-999-TECH. Leave me a message. All right, everybody. We're over at Stitcher 2. Forgot about that. So, yep, All right, everybody, that's it. I will see you next time.